It is the review show after the madness of Liverpool 4, Tottenham Hotspur 3. It's Dan Morgan, Sean Rogers and Andy Heaton to go through this one. And Sean, I think we probably have to take a bit of our, I guess, narrative and a bit of our line from this, from the fact that Liverpool go 3 up so early and all that that brings. But also, I think if we go back to the very beginning, a little bit about what Tottenham do with this setup and how it almost confuses themselves and everyone else around them. You know, I guess I'm intrigued to see what you think about this, whether it was a bit of the Forest Cube going on, whether they decided to drop into some kind of 5-3-2 to just put a break on what Liverpool are doing, or whether or not it's just, you know, make do and mend as they go, and there's just a variance of madness going on with them. But it sorts itself out. But I think in the first 15-20, you're sort of wondering what the plan was, because it clearly hasn't gone to plan for them.
Yes, their plan seems a little bit confused, doesn't it? It's the typical 5-2-3 from them that you quite often see have a bit of success against Manchester City, where what they've been very good at against Manchester City at doing is recovering the ball deep in City's half and then breaking at them from there. They've had a plan for Rodri in particular in a number of them fixtures. And it's interesting that Pep, although they were chasing the game, so that forced his hand a little bit, as we've referenced, City will quite often build in this 3-2-2-3 that we've seen Arsenal doing, and this is the system that Liverpool have moved to, as we've referenced. And it's interesting that Guardiola had to go to 4-2-4, albeit chasing the game, and had a lot of success against Spurs in those wide areas in particular when they made that change. I think for Spurs, with that 5-2-3, you've seen the front three almost try and do similar in terms of doing that press, whereas the back five have then been a bit too deep, not on the same hymn sheets, particularly with the wing backs, and it's left the two centre midfielders with far too much to do. The Liverpool have come into the game, you know, at home, in good spirits, obviously in good form, and have started quick. You know, some of Salah's passing in particular, some of the round the corner stuff into Cody Gakpo in particular, stood out from the off. And I think for Liverpool, you can see from Klopp's comments after the game, but it feeds into his team selection as well. He feels that Spurs are obviously a very defensive side, and that you've got to be able to try and then break them down. And I suspect his plan was to try and counter-press them extremely well to stop Spurs getting out and limit the amount of counter-attacks that they may launch.